My dear brothers and sisters, this beautiful encounter of Jesus with the Samaritan woman at the well is highlighted for us in the Catechism of the Catholic Church at the beginning of Part 4, the Treatise on Prayer. Prayer is described as an encounter of Jesus' thirst for us and our thirst for God. That's prayer. What can we learn about this thirst? Jesus speaks to the woman and wants to give her a gift, wants to give her something that will truly quench her thirst. Too often, you and I are good at feeding our body when it hungers or thirsts, but not recognizing the hunger and thirst of our soul. The needs of our soul are every bit as real as the needs of our body. And too often we turn to the things of this world when we sense that dissatisfaction with us, that longing for something more. We try to fill that longing with the things around us rather than turning to the Lord, who alone can satisfy our hunger and quench our thirst. Why is it that you and I, in discovering our own thirst for God, would turn away? It is the false promise of temptation. And that's where we find today's first reading. Freed from slavery in Egypt, the Israelites are saying, maybe we should have gone back. We're not happy out here in the desert. We're still longing for something. Maybe we should go back. No. We need to give ourselves more fully to the Lord. And we find in the second reading, St. Paul speaks to us of how the love of God has been poured into our hearts. That Christ died for us while we were still sinners, while we were at enmity with God. So if this love is poured out into our hearts, why are we thirsty? And I think we need to recognize a basic truth about spiritual plumbing. Yes, I said plumbing. Those of you who have lived in an old building know that over time, sediment builds up in the pipes. And every once in a while, you turn the faucet on full, and this little trickle barely comes out. And then you call the plumber, and the plumber smiles widely. And taking out a cross-section of the pipe shows you that it's so full of gunk that barely a little bit of water can go through there. And he smiles because it's going to cost a lot to replace that. You and I need to have our spiritual plumbing cleaned out so that God's love may flow through us more fully, and it too will cost us a lot to clear out the sediment that has built up. Our lives are cluttered with the things of the world, distracted. And sometimes it's sin, not just the good things of the world, but sin that's been caked on there that we've stopped noticing, that we've stopped trying to overcome. And that's why we need to be very clear that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And he has come to forgive our sins. And the risen Lord Jesus, after having during his earthly ministry already spoken about the forgiveness of sins, He appears after the resurrection to his apostles, and he breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven." And this we know is the great sacrament of reconciliation. We confess our sins and are forgiven. We hear a lot of confessions here at Holy Family, but not enough. Let me be clear. Anyone serious about your spiritual life, anyone serious about growing in holiness, will go to confession once a month. I don't remember what I had for breakfast last week, let alone last month. How could I keep track of a whole month or 2 months or 3 months? The forgiveness of sins is a gift. And Christ says to the woman at the well, "If only you knew the gift that I want to give you." And she says, "Give it to me." And when she says, "Give it to me," what does Jesus say? "Go call your husband." "I don't have a husband." And Jesus points out to her her sin. She's had 5 husbands. Sin is what is blocking us. Sin is what Jesus has come to conquer. Sin is what Jesus wants to remove from our hearts, that his love may be poured out in abundance into our lives. Once a month is a good frequency for going to confession so that we don't lose track. But I want to point out 3 bonuses of regular confession. I mean, the great gift is the forgiveness of the sins themselves. But there are 3 other things that we receive which are very much worthwhile claiming. First, by going to confession, I acknowledge I'm a work in progress. Just like Lent comes every year to us to remind us that we're not there yet, we're not done, there's still room for improvement, so monthly confession is a gift because it reminds us, don't get comfortable. Avoid spiritual complacency. Some people say to me, "Oh, Father, I have nothing to confess." Really? We'll start with pride. The scriptures say the just man sins 7 times a day. But you have no sins in a month? Come now. We're not paying attention. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you, what are the ways that my life is not Christ-like? Don't go on cruise control, just simply going through the motions and get spiritually complacent. Let the Lord wake you up. Let the Lord refresh you and bring you to unpack the potential he has for you. Because we can make 2 mistakes. We get discouraged by our sins, or we think we have no sins. No, we have sins, but we have mercy. So there's no room for discouragement. And that's, again, this gift of frequent confession. I go and I'm reminded that I'm a work in progress. God is patient with me. God is gentle with me. God wants to forgive my sins more than I want them to be forgiven. Seek to receive this gift. The second blessing of frequent confession is exactly this reminder. That when you and I stumble, when we fall, We hear different voices that say, oh, see, there you did again. You're never going to get past this sin. Who do you think you are? And instead, we hear in confession the voice of God saying to us, I still love you. When we think ourselves unlovable, God contradicts us. He sees us at our worst with our sins and says, I still love you. Let us begin again. You and I live in a broken world. We need reminders that we are loved. You and I face many temptations. And the reason to say no to those temptations is because we have received a love which far exceeds what those temptations promise. We say no to temptation because we are confident we are saying yes to something so much better in God's love for us. Come to confession regularly and be reminded of the beauty of God's unwavering love for you, despite what you've done or not done. The third blessing of frequent confession. We look around us in this broken world and we see the imperfections of others. And boy, oh boy, do we notice them and usually comment upon them quite profusely. We are quick to judge, free in our criticism. We condemn others. Listen to our national discourse, all the anger, all the ways we tear each other down. To go regularly to confession, kneeling humbly there, acknowledging my imperfections, my sins, is what prepares me to recognize the imperfections and sins of others, not with rejection, but with the same mercy which we ourselves receive. To go to confession means to begin learning what Jesus means when he commanded his disciples, love one another as I have loved you. There, as I acknowledge my need for mercy, I am prepared to be merciful to those around me. We need to be ambassadors of God's mercy in the brokenness of this world. And sometimes when we find it difficult to be kind to others, difficult to forgive, it's because we have lost touch with our own failings and our own need for forgiveness. My brothers and sisters, God loves us, and he thirsts for our love. Let us recognize our thirst for him and be resolved to open our hearts, to be freed of the clutter of distractions, to be freed from sin, to let his love pour into our hearts. He is the Savior of the world. He wants to help me and encourage me as I stumble along on this journey. He wants to remind me of his unfailing love, and he wants to teach me how to love as he loves. Let us receive the gift he wants to give of his merciful love in regular monthly confession.